Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And it is 13 to 11. Mike Cowley, you're in this now. How are you, Mick?
Very well, thanks, Cozzy. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Now, you've got Frank Hurst, who's got a couple of nice dogs in his kennels at the moment.
Mate, he does indeed. And one in particular is going around in the Top Gun tomorrow night, the Million Dollar Chase winner, Good Odds Harada. Good morning, Frank. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thank you, guys. How are you?
Good.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Mate, you're going to head down to tomorrow, probably, to the Meadows for tomorrow night?
Yeah, probably leave in the morning, mate. 6 to 7 o'clock. Take your time going down, you know. Give the dogs a bit of a break every couple of hours.
How's he been since the Goulburn Cup, Frank? You just given him a bit of a freshen up?
No, mate. He's been working the joint down and absolutely flying.
So. Did you head down to the Meadows for another run around or not?
No, mate, no. No, look, he's been there, and, we always trial our dogs before we race on tracks and things like that, but every time you take this dog somewhere, he runs a time that he don't improve on anyway, mate, virtually, because he's just, he's on his own, he's just a savage trier, and what he runs is what he runs, mate, and he probably doesn't need a trial, mate, to be truthful. He went to Goulburn, never seen the joint, and that's the trickiest ever, and he still ran 24.6 or something, Everyone said, if he had a look here, he would have smashed the record, but, maybe he would have, maybe he wouldn't have.
Mate, you said after Goulburn that, it really wasn't a track that suited either of your guys. Can't wait to get him back on the circle. You're looking forward to that?
Oh, absolutely, mate. They're not 400-metre dogs there. We just went down because that's what we do. We go to them sort of places, the Goulburn Cup and Canberra Cups and things like that, Wobbler Cups, Just they appreciate you coming down, mate, and sort of things like that, But, they're not like 400-metre dogs, the speed dogs and all that.
Mate, what do you make of that Top Gun field? It's a pretty handy field, and you're drawn out in six.
Yeah, mate, it's a very, very good field. And, I was talking to the owner of Phil Frankie on the Thursday night, or whatever, one night before the thing, and he said, we've got to draw 1-3 to be any chance. I said, mate, I've got to draw 1-3 to be any chance in a field like that. They're just too good, mate. You're not going to come across like the Million Dollar Chase, mate, the 1, 2 and 3 were well in the market, and you knew the winner was going to come from one of them, and it did, and the placing as well. The boxes make everything. They make the luck, they make the, get the crook boxes and you're out of play, mate, straight away, before you leave home that you're up against it, but someone's got to get them.
Absolutely, and strange things can happen in races.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Mate, I guess, as you mentioned, those inside draws, Seneki and Black Opium in particular, they're going to be charging out at the start and giving something to chase.
Oh, mate, they're the two fastest dogs in the race, probably, they've proven, group dogs. So Seneki won the two, one in Brisbane and one in Melbourne, and the other dogs have been runner-up in half a dozen of them. They're the class dogs of the field, and they drew good. So,
Mate, makes it tough, but you never know.
Oh, look, we're there, mate. We haven't give up, but and he's absolutely flying. Harada, I trolled him 11 o'clock the other night at Richmond after the last, and he ran 30 and 20 in his sections. Incredible. And then we don't miss him, mate. He went up Athen again on Tuesday morning, and he went best he's ever gone up there too. So the dog's absolutely grown a leg since his Perth holiday and that when he went over there.
Mate, he has indeed. Were you worried about that trip? Because obviously it's a fair trip. But he, as you said, he's grown a leg since he's come back. It seems to have done him the world of good.
Yeah, mate, look, I wouldn't have sent him if I didn't fly with him. I wouldn't, he was on the same plane as me, so I could put him on and I'd be there. I was there to get him off, so he didn't sit around in some 3 hours or anything, you know.
Frank, where to after this? Would you? Is it straight into Melbourne Cup heats? Is that the plan?
Yeah, he's already nominated for the preludes on Thursday night at Sandown.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got to go in the preludes because the $1 million race isn't listed or something.
Isn't a group race? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So he's got to go in the prelude to be considered for the Melbourne Cup.
Mate, I'm sure they'll want to get him in the field some way. That's for sure.
Well, I want to get him in it some way too, mate. I'm on their side, Will.
Well, between you, you should be able to get it done. Mate, best of luck tomorrow night, Frank. And mate, as you said, he's up against it, but hopefully both he and Feral Frankie can do something for New South Wales again.
Yeah, well, it just shows, mate. Like he was $3 favourite before the box draw, and then when the box draw came out, he's $5.50 or $6 or something. He doubled in price. So. You know, you don't have to go on trying to work it out.
Mate, it just means that, his supporters collect more at the end of the race, that's all.
Oh, and I hope they do.
Frank, thanks very much for your time, mate. Travel safe and good luck tomorrow night.
Righto, mate. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, mate. Cozzy, that's one of the two New South Wales dogs in that Top Gun. The two brothers, Feral Frankie and Good Odds Arata. And interestingly, they've only ever raced once, and it was just a fifth grade race at Wentworth Park, and Feral Frankie finished third, and Good Odds Arata finished second. So, mate, it'll be interesting. The two brothers clashing again tomorrow night. Hopefully, they'll have a bit of luck in running and can do something for them.
It will. Now, I've got to say, it would have been un-Australian not to have Dapto dogs on a Thursday night, Mick.
Mate, very true, very true. It wasn't looking great for a little while there, but we went to court yesterday, Supreme Court. Thankfully, the judge ruled in our favour, and we got the orders so that we could go into Dapto and get that meeting, put that meeting on last night. And mate, the number of people I spoke to there, Cozzy, that said, you know, there's so many new people there that were there for the first time that they hadn't seen before. So many locals came down, brought the kids down. It was just a great atmosphere. Something I hadn't seen for a while, if ever. Yeah, the dogs walked out for the first race at Dapto last night, and the crowd actually stood and cheered. It was like, wow.
Fantastic.
It was really, really good atmosphere, and it was great that the meeting could go ahead. And, fantastic work by our CEO, Tony Mestrov, to get all that done. And it was good to see the industry stand as one together to make sure it did happen. And, there's still a little way to go in that situation. But, mate, the main thing was, the first objective was to get that meeting on last night, and that was done. So box one is ticked, and we'll continue on from there, Cozzy.
I do love the quote from the judge, Michael Pembroke SC. He said, and I quote, "They're not only iconic, they might be the most famous dog meeting in the country, .. I'm going to grant that order," unquote.
Mate, that says it all, doesn't it? And, very few would argue. Yeah, I think if it was somewhere like Bulleye or Nowra that this was happening to, I don't think it'd garner the same sort of publicity to be primetime news, Channel 6 News on all stations. It is iconic, and thankfully the right result was granted yesterday, and the meeting was able to go ahead, albeit about an hour late, but, mate, no one was going to leave before the last. Everyone stuck around for a fantastic night.
So, Mick, does this mean it's now locked and loaded Thursday night, Dapto?
Mate, at this stage, what the next move is that we'll be back in the Supreme Court on Monday. The judge will then make further orders after that, and then we'll kind of go from there. And it's a case at this stage to see exactly what the next move will be. But, as Tony Mestrov said yesterday, we want Dapto to be racing, and that's all that matters. And the local trainers that were down there, a lot of them turned out for the press conference and very vocal, very loud, and they're supportive too. They just want to race at Dapto. That's all that matters.
All right, further north over the border, Ipswich Cup heats last night.
It was, again, another feature. There's a few going on around the traps at the moment, north and south. But Ipswich Cup last night, and the big standout was the Lismore Cup winner from a couple of weeks ago, Fernando Blaster. It was resuming from a stomach problem in the Lismore Cup, and it won its heat in the best of the night. Then it won its final quite clearly. Went around the Ipswich Cup heats last night and ran 29.97, which broke the track record. So it's drawn three for the final next week. It's going to be a short price favourite as well. And the dog is absolutely flying at the moment. Yeah, and congratulations to Terry Jordan, the trainer. Done a fantastic job with the job, and it's good to, with the dog, and it's good to see it back.
Right, now you've got a couple of winners for us. We need a little bit of a bank going into the weekend here, Mick.
No, it's been an arduous week on the punt, hasn't it? We've got four meetings around New South Wales today, so I'll give you one in each of those and we can cross our fingers and hope, Cossie. We'll go to casino first. We'll go race four, number three, Coringa Lucy. We'll head to the gardens next, race 10, number one, My Sapphire. Looks really hard to beat that dog. Wagga Wagga on tonight, and we'll go race two, number two, Tranquil Mary. And then we'll finish it off at Richmond tonight, with, yeah, as we've mentioned, that fantastic card with those maiden heats on. Richmond race nine, number one, Drink Schooners. And hopefully by that time, after those other three winners, you'll be doing that after that race, mate.
We'll get a bit of practice. All right, good on you, Mick. Have a top weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
All good. Thanks.